current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the episode A Look Back. The significance of 9/11 is far more than the West and its collective consciousness would have anyone believe. 20 years on, the Muslim world is still reeling under the trauma of the US-led invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, for which the American incident was the perfect justification. Based on questionable intelligence and extremely unreliable circumstantial evidence, a baseless war of terror was soon justified against Islam and millions of innocent Muslims. Under the pretext of removing dictators and any desire for Sharia-based governance, the grand scheme against Islam and the Muslims unfolded. The noxious idea of championing nation-building and delivering democracy through the barrel of a gun was justified by warmongering imperialists intent on profiteering from death and destruction. For two decades, the US has unleashed nothing but sheer hatred and bloodlust upon our blessed lands. The worst atrocities were carried out against tens of thousands of Muslims. From the bombing of the small town of Fallujah with white phosphorus, and the countless towns and villages throughout Iraq and Afghanistan, which were showered with daisy cutters to completely annihilate their populations. Thousands more indiscriminate drone attacks continued in both countries for over a decade, in which tens of thousands of men, women and children attending schools, wedding parties and even just waiting at bus stops were massacred in cold blood. Notwithstanding this, the most grotesque forms of humiliating torture, including the rapes of women and men in their homes and in US prisons, were systematically carried out and proudly exhibited to the whole world. As such, the confirmed physical and sexual abuse of thousands of children by US Marines has proven without doubt to be the truth of the hateful and greedy American capitalist psyche. To cement their narrative of terrorism and Islamism, the US, with the help of their allies and agent rulers, renditioned thousands of innocent Muslim civilians, academics, scholars and dawah carriers to the secret prisons and torture chambers of the world, as well as their own makeshift air bases and the infamous Guantanamo. Thousands died in these prisons from torture, and many others, like our dearest sister Afia Siddiqui, still languish in solitary confinement. She in a Texas prison, riddled with mental and physical illnesses after serving 13 years out of an 86-year sentence, again on the most unlikely of charges. The cost of these wars cannot be fathomed. Official figures are hugely biased by the interests of governments and their not-so-independent think tanks. But anyone with insight will recognize that well over a million lives were lost and tens of millions were affected by the fallout of these ruthless invasions. Masses of people are still displaced from their homes, cities, and even their countries, left without jobs, opportunities, healthcare, and in abject poverty. Tens of thousands have been disabled through losing limbs, and countless more suffer chronic and long-term illness and post-traumatic stress disorder. The so-called war on terror always was and still is nothing but a war on Islam. This was obvious from the stated intentions of the US and its allies, who repeatedly cited Sharia law as backward and oppressive, and wrongly equated it with the rule of Muslim dictators and tribal governance, disingenuously blurring the lines between legitimate Islamic practices and false ones, thus creating confusion and hysteria about Islam and Muslims the world over. Using all manner of false narratives about terrorism, the West constructed fictitious arguments about the process of radicalization and the roots of extremism, ensuring the discourse lay firmly with Islam, never allowing the idea of Western interference in the Muslim lands to be seen as legitimate grievance by anyone. Even today, these same transparent narratives are used against any Muslim who questions Western foreign policy or promotes the idea of political autonomy in the Muslim lands. Through these attacks, as well as the attempted reformation of Islam, the war on terror was designed to terrorize generations of Muslims into complete and utter unquestioning subservience to Western interests. Additionally, the successive dismantling of Muslim nations through proxy wars and ambushed revolutions was part of the long-term aim of the war on terror. All that we see in Syria, Egypt, Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the Gulf and Saudia is part of the US-led endgame. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين.
A believer is not stung twice by something out of one and the same hole. So we must have full awareness of the plans, agendas, and political interests of the West. Never should a Muslim mistake the supposed concern the West now shows for the people, and particularly the women of Afghanistan, as sincere concern for their human rights. Afghanistan was devastated by the US and its allies. Its people were purposely held back from Islam, and their minds were corrupted against their own religion and honorable heritage by the colonialists who occupied them for two decades. The honor of their men was dragged through the mud, and Western concepts were drip-fed to the population to poison their minds. Similarly, the wealth of Afghanistan has been quietly exploited for 20 years as priceless gems are mined by the US and their associates to the utter detriment of those with legitimate claim to it. The West ignored the oppression that Afghans faced too, insisting on pushing modernity and democracy upon this tribal society. The US-led Kabul government didn't meet the needs of the people. It was a sham mouthpiece for the US, a government that included women as a trophy for the US to boast about its success in the land, whilst poverty and lack of healthcare continued to grow amongst the population. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the best advice, so in matters like this, it is vital we turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala alone for guidance. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وأن احكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم واحذرهم أن يفتنوك عن بعض ما أنزل الله إليك فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُم بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ
And judge, O Muhammad, between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations, and beware of them, lest they tempt you away from some of what Allah has revealed to you. And if they turn away, then know that Allah only intends to afflict them with some of their own sins. And indeed many among the people are defiantly disobedient. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 49. Jazakallah khayran for joining us. Until next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.